So our listener Shannon just got put on the back burner by her boyfriend, or maybe it's her ex-boyfriend now. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Is it Shannon?
Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi. So thanks for allowing us to chat with you. Can you tell us what's happening?
Yeah. So I've been dating this guy. We started back in June.
Mm-hmm.
We really clicked. I opened up to him. I don't like open up to a lot of people. I've had some like bad relationships.
Sure.
And this was going really good. I thought we were like committed to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then he like broke things off and he claimed it was stress from his job.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Like permanently or just like, oh, it's just not a good time, maybe later?
Like not a good time. He wants to like be friends and then hopefully he can like get more like secure, get to a place in his job and we can pick back up where we left off.
Oh.
He wants to put a pin in it to circle back.
Yeah. Can we circle back? That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And like very, like, I don't know how long it'll be. He doesn't know.
Ow.
I want to, like, I want to pursue this. I want to believe him, but is he, like, blowing me off?
Yeah, that's what it feels
like. I was going to say.
That's my first inclination. Like, if he really understands and cares about you, he's not going to let you go and run that risk.
I don't know. Have you talked to any of your friends about it or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. My friends are, like, he just wants to date other people. I talked to his friend. And she's known him for a really long time. She says, you know, he's just really committed to this job. He's been trying to, like, you know, get a better position.
Uh-huh.
He always puts his job first, but he always talks about me, and he's super into me.
So she's kind of giving you a little bit of hope as for, listen,
right.
I know this guy. You should hang on.
I'm not a patient person.
Yeah. The one thing that I guess I am a little hung up on is the fact that he doesn't have like, give me a month or give me 2 weeks.
Right.
Or,
he's not trying to like give you a finish line.
Right. He's just like, well, whenever I feel good in my job, which could be never.
Right.
Right. Like I'm a girl. I got ovaries. They have a time limit.
That is true.
That is so true. That is so true. I like how you put that.
But, you know, I tell you, when I met my husband, though, like his career was not where he wanted it to be. But we kind of like he built it when we were together.
Yeah.
Like you can ride with someone through that.
Man.
Like support him.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess, you know, if you really care about him, you can, and I'm sure you have had these conversations with him that you know, I can be a support and all that stuff.
Or, but, yeah, how about you let me decide what I can handle?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, yeah, great. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's kind of making the choice for you. Like, oh, I'm going to be too busy and I don't want to, you know, stress you out about it.
And you're like, when you don't like, know me.
Yeah, but yeah. Then, you know, why don't he let you make that choice on if you want to stick around.
And it's like I am being the friend who's supporting him, but we've just taken the romantic element out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are still very new into this relationship, so obviously there are questions, and you don't know him well enough to know if this is like a real thing or not. I think maybe there's a little red flag of like he's putting his career before you.
Yes, and then is he always going to do that?
Right.
And are you going to want to be in that situation forever?
Yeah. We are getting a lot of people who are texting, though, so maybe
okay,
we can give you a couple like options on pathways forward, maybe things that you can say to him.
I do like the fact that his friend is a female. And she seems to be lobbying for
corner.
Him in your corner.
Yeah.
So I understand why that kind of keeps you hanging on.
Yeah, I get that. Well, Shannon, so sorry we couldn't solve everything right now, but maybe, you know.
But you feel seen and heard.
I just, yeah, give me some validation.
Yes, yes. Well, hopefully we'll have some people dropping some wisdom on their experience and maybe help you figure out what to do.
Okay, good. I need it.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, guys.
Kyle says it's pretty simple. If someone wants you, they'll make time for you, and they'll call you.
Yes.
Job or not.
Yes. Lexi is like, no, girl, run. He's giving you the out. He's going to hold that job over your head when you're going through a tough time. He's going to put the job above you every time. And are you going to want that? Everybody on the Facebook comments,
I mean, a lot of people are saying if he's putting job before you now, it will always be that way.
It will always be that way. And are you prepared to play second fiddle to the job? Shaq says, best thing I've heard Kelly say is, why don't you let me decide what I can handle?
Yeah.
He's not giving you the chance to do that.
All right. Let me know if you've been through something like this, job, career, sort of relationship issue.
Lily has.
Okay. We'll hear from her coming up. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. That's next. On 99.7 DJX, group therapy, Shannon, we just got off the phone with. She got the line from her boyfriend, who is a new boyfriend. They've only been kind of seeing each other since June. Hey, I'm going to have to put a pin in this relationship. I'm focused on my work, on my job.
Yes.
And she's like, what does that even mean? Should I even wait?
Hang out. Yeah. And then his female friend is like, no, he was really into you. And he, you know, just...
He is very focused on his career right now.
He's dedicated to his job, yes, but he's really into you.
Does it give you any little pause that his female friend is like, I almost feel like she should get to know this female friend a little bit more, because I bet she's had, maybe she was Shannon at one point.
I don't know, or she just like could look at him like a brother and just know that maybe Shannon's a really good girl and would be good for him. So she's trying to like help save
end,
him from himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Because that was very much like my husband's first girlfriend was there when we got engaged, and she was always in his corner. So, and I thought that was great. Like, if a guy is surrounded by great women who think he's a good guy, that should tell you something about his character. But Lily's rolling in the text line. She's got a story. I actually have something very similar that happened for me and my current fiance. I was in high school. He was working his adult job at the time. We're 2 years apart. He'd graduated before me. We weren't necessarily serious yet, but there were a lot of things happening in his life where he was like, I'm not ready to date yet.
Yeah.
I felt like we were pretty serious, but we ended up putting a pin in it. And we didn't necessarily start dating for quite some time after that, but the little break gave us some time to reflect on how we felt about each other, and it really let us work on our communication skills before we did come back together. We had a really strong foundation of who we were as people, how we felt about each other, and how to communicate, and it's been 8.5 years now. We're getting married in the next few months.
Okay. All right.
So there's a success story.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, the love doctor, not a real doctor, calls her show, dispenses the love advice. What's your take on it?
Kelly hit the nail on the head. I think in the relationship, I think if the job is A1 and very important to him and takes a lot of time, should that not have been a conversation as they started to get involved with each other, number one? And number two, Kelly is 100% right. He needs to let her decide if that's something she wants to do, hang around and be a part of that, and maybe build together like her and her husband did. But it sounds to me like this might just be an out for him.
Yeah.
Because he's not happy. But, you know, then I heard the girlfriend of his say, hey, he's committed to you, but he's also committed to this job. So, you know, there just needs to be a conversation had between both of them going, hey, if you won't pursue this job and it's going to take up a lot of time, I get it, but I still want to be in your life.
Right.
You need to tell me what you want to do. And just draw the line in the sand, and he has to make that decision.
Yeah, and not, you know, and I know there are a lot of professions where it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's not a 40 hours a week job.
Yeah.
It's 60, it's 70, it's 80 hours a week. And
big time-consuming jobs.
Yeah,
when
and as long
starting.
As you let that be known and that person is willing to kind of work with you on that, then, yeah, I think you're right, Andrew. So.
But also saying, too, that I don't want it to always be like that. I understand it now because you're working your way up. But I want it to get to a point where I'm going to be the priority.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys are the resident experts this morning, my man.
Yay, Andrew,
the love doctor.
You.
Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Paulette says, run. He met someone. Trust me.
Ooh. That's a loaded
phrase. Another Shannon, I'm assuming, texts in and says, the girl that is friends with him doesn't owe you any loyalty. So she could just easily be going back to him and asking him what to say to you. In reality, her loyalty lies with him because they are already friends, and not all girls are girls' girls.
Okay.
Ooh.
It sounds a little like, though, that this girl is, I mean, I don't think that she would tell Shannon, hey, he is really into you, just if you can be patient. Like, I don't see where the backstabbiness comes in with that. Lisa says, red flag, I dated a guy who kept wanting to dip in and out. That's nope. I let it slide once, but when you move yourself into my house without asking and then want to dip, you dip all the way out.
No. Oh.
You are better than being someone's placeholder.
Okay.
Give him space, but make sure he knows you're continuing your life. So if he misses out, that's his choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shannon, I think you just got to kind of start moving forward.
Yeah. Like, you can just
wait on him.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Keep moving on with your life. Maybe leave the door open.
And
if he wants to circle back, and then, you know, if he sees, oh, that's a mistake, I don't want to let her go.
Right.
Maybe that's what he needs to figure that out.
All right. Well, hey, Shannon, good luck. Keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.